On confusion and doubt is the most deprecated and be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who has definitely received a happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
Hi. Why have you stayed this long? Didn't I say you can go home early because you're home so far away?
You had a few telephone messages.
Well, when that happens, just write down the messages and leave them on the desk.
I did.
Thank you very much. Did my father ask me to call him?
No, he only asked how you were doing.
Okay, then. Where's your father?
He's saying his prayers.
Right. This can stay here. I'm like the hero of the story. I've fallen in love.
I'd be delighted. Goodbye.
I know our families are very different, but...
Excuse me. I'm leaving now. Anything you want?
Now you stay this long. Wait, we'll go together.
If I leave now, I'll catch the last bus. Don't worry, sir.
Don't argue. Go and sit behind your desk. By the way, tell your dad to come here. I want a word with him, please.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sit down a minute. I want a word.
All right, sir. Go ahead.
You know that I've never told my family your father a lie.
Yes, sir, I know.
But the truth is, I'm afraid to tell Father what's going on tonight.
Has the summons come?
Yeah. The first hearing is tomorrow.
Well, don't tell Morteza and the family anything tonight. Wait till after the hearing.
Actually, that's exactly what I was thinking. But the moment I set foot in the door and you see my face, they'll ask so many questions that I'll have to tell them in the end.
Well, don't come home tonight. Come to our house.
I wouldn't want to impose.
Well, you wouldn't be, son. It's just me and Layla and my son-in-law. It would be an honor to have you over.
Really?
Of course.
My pajamas were dirty, so I brought a pair of Dad's. Is that okay?
Yes, put them over there and come change his pillow's cover.
All right. You know, I think Hamed still loves Maral, doesn't he?
And I think Maral still loves him, too.
If she still loves him, why has she filed for a divorce?
Their marriage and divorce story is different from other marriage and divorce stories. The problem's different. They don't have financial problems or behavioral problems. It's a clash of opinions.
It's interesting. The clash of tradition and modernity.
Something like that. Somewhere in between, I think. Somewhere in between.
Layla, Majid, what are you doing? Come on.
Coming. What time is the clock set for?
4 a.m., I think.
Go and change it. Mr. Yazdan Pana doesn't want to get up at the crack of dawn to study like us. Go on.
All right, then. What time shall I set it for?
Prayer time.
Thank you.
favor.
Why in my favor?
Because you won't get all choked up. You won't contradict yourself.
I miss Hastie so very much. I want to see her.
Enough already. You'll see her. Why are you so hasty?
That is all you ever say to me. For how long?
Listen, when you get your divorce, you can see Hastie through the legal channels.
Legally? I want to have custody of Hastie myself.
Listen, don't talk about custody and where Hastie's going today. Let things go forward. Let me see how he reacts.
Listen, I expect you to get Hastie for me.
Miss Kirmash?
Yes?
Who is the plaintiff?
It is Ms. Moralazimi.
Is the defendant?
Yes. Mr. Hamid Yazdanpanah. He's over there.
Come in, Mr. Yazdanpanah. Court is in session.
Miss Moralazimi?
Yes, that is me.
Miss Azimi, you are determined to get a divorce from your husband?
Yes.
Why? For what reason?
We've written the reasons down in the file, sir.
I have read what you've written here, counsel. I want to hear it from her own lips. I will repeat the question. Why and for what reason? Do you wish to respond?
Because of incompatibility, ill treatment, verbal abuse.
And who are you?
I am her sister.
And you're her tongue?
No, sir. I just wanted to say, my sister doesn't respond because she doesn't know how her husband's going to react. That's why she's keeping quiet.
Don't be afraid. Defend yourself.
Me and Hamid, we don't think alike. We can't live together. It's just not possible.
You don't agree on how one should live?
We agree on nothing.
What do you mean by nothing?
Well, he does let me work, but he doesn't let me...
What do you do?
I'm a writer. I write novels.
Okay.
Well, Hamid wants me to write stories the way he wants them written, to write less. He wants me to sit at home more like his sister and look after children and do housework.
Are these your primary reasons for wanting a divorce?
No, Your Honor. Her main reason is her husband mistreating her.
Ms. Kian Manesh, I heard what you had to say and I read what you wrote, but if you don't mind, I'd like to hear what your client has to say now, not you.
Yes, sir. I want a divorce because he mistreats me.
Go on.
And say what?
Don't leave it at that. Elaborate. What do you mean he mistreats you? Is he foul-mouthed? Does he curse at you? Tell me, does your husband, is he foul-mouthed? Does he curse at you?
Yes. I am foul-mouthed. I curse at my wife. Not once, but 100 times.
Did you hit her?
Yes. I have hit her.
Why did you hit her?
To get her to live the way I wanted to live. To write the way I like. Or better still, not to write. Or write less. I wanted her to look after the children. To cook food for me. To wash my clothes. Not to think about anything but me. To do what I tell her, to do whatever I tell her. Whatever I tell her, to never challenge me at all, to...
He's lying. He's lying. He's lying!
Morrell! Morrell! Morrell, you idiot! Where are you going? You moron, why are you crying? So pathetic! You're crying because you told a few lies?
I've never been so humiliated in my life.
You're pathetic! Don't you get it? That moron was just playing with your emotions! And you lost this round of the game when you ran out the door.
What game? The game you used lies to start?
Don't shout at me! You idiot. Who do you think we started this game for? We did it to free you. Free you from the wretched life you were living.
I don't want to be freed from that wretched life. Don't you get it?
Morrell! Morrell! Morrell!
Been standing here long?
Can I come in?
Why not? It's your own house.
Harry.
By the time you put your clothes in the cupboard, Mia has to...
What's the matter, dear? It's all right. Don't cry, dear.
Mary, isn't she hungry?
She drank her milk half an hour ago.
She didn't want to wake up. She's irritable.
Well, Mara, I'll give her some milk. She might still be hungry.
Hasty, my dear. Honey.
Mara.
Honey.
Sit on the edge of the bed and feed her.
Okay. Now Hasty's gonna have her milk. Drink up, dear girl. Drink up, my darling.
Okay, now Hasty's going to drink her milk.
No,
not me. You have to drink your milk in Mommy's arms.
Look, have you changed her nappy?
Yes, before you picked us up.
Mary, take Hasty and calm her down.
No. She has to get used to Marau for now. Mary, dear. Hamid, you can go
okay,
now.
Okay, sure.
You've been very kind.
Our pleasure.
Okay, then goodbye.
Goodbye.
Moral, dear, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Darling, don't cry, darling girl.
Goodbye, dear niece.
Goodbye. Why are you crying? Give her to me.
Hasty, dear, come to Daddy.
You have to stay with...
morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Go ahead.
Okay, the truth is, me and Mary have finally decided to, you tell them, Mary.
Thanks a lot.
What is it?
We want to go to the orphanage.
And we would like you and Hamed to come with us.
We'd love to.
So you'll come?
But what about Hasti?
Don't worry. Today, Shirin has promised to look after Hasti and Horsheed so we can go together.
Wonderful. We'll come?
We'll come.
So you'll come. We'll be waiting for you.
We'll be right with you.
You've been so kind. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Marl, dear.
It was great. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Which one did you think was prettier? The chubby one or the thin one?
Both the thin one and the chubby one. They were both lovely.
Hello.
Hello.
Did Hamid and Mary choose their baby?
They fell in love with two little ones, but they couldn't decide between them. They're gonna wait.
Wait for what?
They're gonna do some research this week and then decide.
Shireen?
Yes?
Shireen, dear, bring Hasti. Marl is back.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, I'll bring her.
Thank you.
Asleep?
Yes. You've come for me to read for you?
Absolutely.
So pull up a chair.
Okay.
Shall I start?
Go ahead.
She put the picture of her 7-month-old baby in the photo album. The baby was laughing at the camera in the picture. She had taken the picture, and it was now 1 year, 5 months since she last saw her child, since she last saw that smile. When she packed her suitcase and stepped into the elevator, the face of her child...
One moment. Yes, hello? Yeah, she's here. You are? Hold on a minute, please. Miss Parvin Shadman.
Hello?
Hello, Hamid, dear. Come outside and close the door a minute.
What's up?
Half an hour before you came home, Father was here. He wanted to talk to you, but he was in such a hurry he couldn't stay. He said Sanaz might find out he came here.
Well, didn't he say what it was about?
He did, but he doesn't want Morrell to know.
What's going on?
The guy that lives abroad, you know, Mr. Arian.
Right.
His mother has died. This afternoon they were looking everywhere for Morrell to ask her to go there because everyone's gathered. He just wanted to say, don't let her go.
Okay, then.
Do you need anything?
Well, thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bury him tomorrow. It is only to it's here. Turn right.
Okay.
You can stop on the right. You want to sit and wait for me?
Shouldn't I?
Harry was very attached to her mother. I might have to stay till the early hours to comfort her.
You mean I should go?
I'll come back in a taxi.
Okay, then. Off you go.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you came. Dariush will be very happy to see you. He's not here. His plane lands at 12:30 in Mehr Abad Airport. 12:30 in half an hour.